Oh, councils, bless them. Thank goodness I've got Paul Toole on the line, who's the New South Wales Local Government Minister. Minister, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, Justin.
I won't get into you about the Manly Council. We'll leave that one on the back burner for the moment. Has the Canterbury Council become a joke?
Well, let me just firstly just point out that I make the point that I, like you and the Canterbury residents, are very disappointed in what has occurred at Canterbury City Council. And look, I think, you know, basically the ratepayers deserve a governing body that is going to act professionally, and some of the antics that we've seen come out in the last few days have been very questionable.
All right, what timeline are you going to give them here? They can't keep carrying on like this. What's the timeline?
Well, what's happened is, look, my number one priority is to ensure that the community is getting the best representation. So yesterday what happened was I instructed the Office of Local Government to get directly involved. So yesterday they went and made contact with Canterbury City Council. They went through the draft minutes. They went through the minutes of the meeting on the 27th of January. They listened to the transcripts, yep, listened to the audio, and then they've written to the council seeking an urgent meeting about what has transpired. Now, we have to understand that there are questions in relation to processes that went on during the night with the meeting that took place, and there's questions about
That's the night the cops got called.
That's correct. So yeah, real questions are being raised in the validity of that meeting, because we are of the belief that, you know, the mayor does have the discretionary powers to actually close a meeting, but the decision for the council to continue on operating is very questionable, and that is why I've instructed Office of Local Government to get in there immediately.
Minister, I understand due process here, but I ask you this, and I ask you this with respect. What more do you need? They tried to have a council meeting, and the cops had to be called. And I talked to councillors that still don't, and this is both sides too, this is Liberal and Labor, they still don't have an answer on this $50,000 lunch bill. I mean, they can't even get something like that sorted out with the general manager, the guy that's supposed to be running the council as a chief executive officer. They can't get that answer. What more do you need?
Yeah, look, Justin, I have to say, look, it is very frustrating, and it's the community who I'm very concerned about. But look, it's also the impact on morale of staff at Canterbury City Council at this point in time as well. So, look, we've tried to set up a meeting tomorrow. One of the councillors can't be there tomorrow, so that meeting is now taking place on Monday. But as the minister, there is a process that I have to go through as well. I mean, it frustrates me as well. Believe me, I'd love to be able to act a lot quicker on some situations.
Hang on a sec, Minister, if you don't mind. You've called a meeting. So we have all this rubbish where the cops get called. You call a meeting and one of the councillors can't turn up.
Well, we've actually organised it with the council, so it's going to take place irrespective, Monday or not, but we're making it very clear to them that there are serious questions in relation to the validity of the meeting, and we're also going to be telling them that, you know, if they don't rectify this situation very quickly, then I do have powers when it comes to a performance improvement order being placed on council.
Okay, so what would be the timeline that you're going to give them? How long to fix it?
Look, obviously that'll depend on the meeting that does take place on Monday, Justin, but I don't want it to drag on because the community doesn't want it to drag on. So we want to see this resolved very quickly, and I want to make sure that, you know, the council continues to operate in the manner in which the elected councillors are expected to. So that meeting will take place on Monday. From that meeting, we'll certainly be sitting down and talking with the Office of Local Government to determine what actions need to be taken next to fix this problem.
All right. Well, good luck at that meeting. I hope you got the cops on speed dial.
Well, yeah, well, you know, at the end of the day, I just want the councillors to do the job that they've been elected to do. The community expect them to do it. They're sick of this nonsense that's being carried on, and they want to make sure that, you know, they are representing them and working in their interest. And this is for all 152 councils across the state of New South Wales.
Yeah.
Not just for one, the whole lot of them.
They're on notice.
They're all on notice, and I think it's important that they realise that, you know, they're elected to do a job, and people expect it to be done professionally. And this kind of nonsense, this kind of behaviour, it's not tolerated, it shouldn't be, and we're certainly going to stamp it out quickly.
Minister, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Paul Toole, the New South Wales local government minister, who finally found some passion there, and I'm glad he did. He said that he puts all of the councils, all 152 councils across New South Wales, on notice, but particularly Canterbury City Council. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? With everything that has gone on with the Canterbury City Council, the minister says, okay, listen, we're going to have a I want a meeting, and I want you idiots to turn up to this meeting so we can sort it out. And one of the councillors says, oh no, I'm sorry, I can't be there. I'm having my teeth whitened that day, and I won't be able to turn up to the meeting. And the minister says, oh, okay, we'll just reschedule it for another day. And meanwhile, you keep paying your rates, and you keep putting up with these idiots. And you, I hope he's got the police on speed dial. But on Monday, well, let's try and talk to the minister, Paul Toole, on maybe late Monday or even Tuesday to find out what ultimatum he actually gave them.